nuclear time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hey, 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 everyone. Welcome back for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. I'm Tom Pounder, and this is where online and student ministry leaders go to get some cool tips and tricks on how to do ministry more effectively in a digital and online world. We're really talking about maximizing technology to improve your ministry. And today, we're actually bringing back Corey Sullivan to talk about a camp trip that we just went on and how you can utilize camp trips, whether it's a student ministry camp trip or a young adult trip or is it some other trip that you use for your ministry. How can you utilize that camp trip to springboard growth into your ministry? What can you be doing with that camp trip to grow your ministry significantly? Because I believe there's a few core things that you can be doing. And so we're going to talk about three very specific ones. All right, so without any further ado, let's get into the conversation right now with Corey Sullivan and how you can use camp trips to spur growth in your ministry. All right, well, with me right now is the one and the only, Corey Sullivan. Hey! How are you, Corey?
Hey, Tom.
how's it going, Corey?
Good, man. Living the dream.
That's what you say, I think, 90% of the time that you are here. You're living the dream.
Yeah.
What exactly does that mean, that you're living the dream?
Things are going well. Things are on the up and up. Yeah. Like, I think you just got to have a positive attitude, even, like, when things aren't going well, and God is good.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, we're going to talk about that a little bit, too, because there's something that just happened recently in your life that changes things, and so we're going to talk about that towards the end. But the reason why I have you on the podcast today is because you and I just went on a weekend retreat with a bunch of kids and a bunch of leaders. It's called PCTC, or Pursue
Christian Teen Conference.
Yeah, I always say Pursue Teen Christian Conference. Yeah.
Yeah, and you mess up the letters and it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Anyways, but it's called Pursue. It's a big conference. Over 1,000 middle school and high school kids come from around the area into the Harrisburg, Virginia, and do this awesome conference. And it's usually one of the things our kids most look forward to each and every year. And this year, for the first time in about ever since I've been here, so over 5 years, we took a great amount of kids with us. And so that was great. Corey, share with me just briefly what was great about that trip for you.
Well, it's kind of just fresh. We just got back Sunday. It's been good. It was good just to hang out with the kids, to spend time with them, to connect with them. There's great opportunities to they're away from their comfort zone, and they're in an environment where they're getting bombarded by a lot of good talks, a lot of good speakers, and so out of that, good time to process kids' faith and where they're at right now and some of the next steps that they can have from that.
Yeah, and I think you and I are both in agreement that camps are a vital part of student ministry. Whether you take a fall and a spring weekend trip, or you do a winter trip like a ski trip or something, and then you go into the summer where you can do week-long and mission trip kind of things, camping is a very vital part of student ministry.
It shakes things up a bit for them, too. Like, you can get lost in the traditions of the day-to-day. So the camps, the experiences, the weekend things can really solidify the group as a whole in what you're trying to do. It's a good time to... I found that these kind of trips are the glue that have been holding a lot of our ministries together, and those experiences like that.
Yeah, and especially when you take a big group of kids, there tends to be a lot of excitement afterwards. And that's, again, what I would love for us to focus the rest of our time on right now is the fact that camp trips, again, as vital as they are to student ministry, don't have to end when the trip is over. In fact, if you utilize it effectively, it can help you really grow your ministry.
Yeah, and so many experiences, you know, personally and with kids, where they talk about, hey, these trips are a mountaintop experience, and then they come home, and after a couple of weeks, they're just back to the same old rut. And we need, as ministry leaders, you need to create some things after these trips to help them process that trip and help them to stay accountable and help them to continue their growth and not just become stagnant after that.
So that is why follow-up, if you do a few things strategically, follow-up to your camp trip is probably more important than the camp trip itself. Because like what Corey said, if they come off that mountaintop experience and they're just there and nobody follows up with them, then that mountaintop experience is going to die down really, really quick. But if you put a few things in place, you can utilize that trip to help grow your ministry.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things about these trips and then the follow-up that you can think about is just bringing in leaders. Oftentimes, you know, leaders who can't give fully and fully commit, or people who are on the fence, you can be like, you can twist their arm into coming for a weekend or coming for one event, especially if you're growing so many and you're like desperate. And then what happens is they get there and they get involved with the kids and they see what it's about and they're starting to build relationships with the kids and they're hooked. And so it's a great opportunity to hook with these leaders and then equipping them and training them to say, hey, after this, you need to be contacting these kids, you know, 3 weeks, you know, up to a month, three times a week, and just saying, hey, checking in, how's things going?
Yeah.
And so that's part of that follow-up is going into the trip, bringing new leaders to help, but also using those new leaders to help transition in after the trip to stay connected with these kids and build those relationships and gain momentum from that trip.
Yeah, so Corey said some really important things there that I don't want you to miss out on, the fact that follow-up is key to helping your ministry grow from a camp trip. Follow-up is important. Having leaders there to follow up with the kids so that it's not you, just the student director, following up, but you are sharing with your leaders, hey, here's what we need to do now. Give them a follow-up plan to follow up with these students. But also, what Corey and I have done pretty effectively the past few years is that we've used camp trips as a way to draw interest for new leaders. We've gotten new leaders out of this. Last year, we were short on female leaders and female chaperones in particular to host this for this weekend retreat. Sorry, I had like some weird swallowing thing in my mouth.
I hope you edit that out.
Yeah, I'm not going to edit that one out. But we actually asked this leader that we thought, hey, she could be probably a pretty good long-term leader for us to be a part of this group, this hotel room cabin. And we asked her to join us, and she joined us full-time after that.
And then this year, we've had a couple leaders kind of doing, you know, with one foot in, one foot out.
Yeah.
And so using this time to have these new leaders put 2 feet in.
Yep.
And really firm up some of their commitments and them helping out more than just where they were at. But also giving opportunities for college kids that have graduated from our student ministry to come back in, because they get our philosophy. They understand our vision. They know what it means. They've had us connect to them. And so casting the vision of saying, hey, you know how me and you are so close? I want you to go do that to a few other kids as well. And they understand what that relationship means and what that looks like at times. And so giving them an opportunity to say, hey, we want you to come back, but instead of just coming back as kids, we want you to be leaders, and allowing them to lead, especially with the middle school kids.
Yeah, and we were fortunate enough to have four college kids come and help us. Two that are graduating this spring that are going to come back into the area after they're done. And they expressed interest afterwards saying, hey, I would be interested in being a leader. And then two other people that are in college now that we have to continue to follow up with. So if you want your ministry to grow, just to rehash this, we want your ministry to grow. One is you can utilize it as a way to recruit new leaders and push them into a leadership role. Well, push them, but and get them into a leadership role afterwards. Also, have a follow-up plan that you're encouraging your leaders and yourself to be following up with students. And then, well, go ahead, Corey.
I was going to say one of the last points that we're getting to, you're probably about to say it, is using this as a momentum, this weekend as a momentum, this camp trip as a momentum builder. And then you need to have another event within the first 2 weeks that kids can get excited about. Old school, we used to do a pool party after camp and have a pool party. For us this week, upcoming right afterwards, is we're going to do knocker balls. We did a huge knocker ball event to kick off our year, and we're bringing them back so that we can continue this momentum, continue what God is doing, and allow this ministry to grow and this area to be impacted for Jesus.
Yeah, and quickly explain, Corey, because this was your idea, but quickly explain, what is knocker balls? For anybody who doesn't know what knocker balls is.
It's those giant inflatable clear balls that you can put half your body into and you run around. You can do soccer. You can just really just knock each other around. It's kind of like the go-to thing right now that we've been able to use at our facility to help. And last time, we kind of just, hey, let's kick off. And we had over 70 kids show up. And, you know, hey, can we do it again this time? And hopefully we can hit towards 100 and see what happens.
Yeah, and just to give you the key idea, too, behind this is that we wanted a good next step for these kids who are coming off this spiritual high to be able to say, I can't wait to go experience life together again with these friends, these new friends, some of them, and new leaders that they have. And not only that, but we wanted to prepare an event where they would be excited to come back to and invite their friends to come back to. And so that's why we had knocker balls. Like what Corey said, it doesn't have to be knocker balls. I mean, if you do this during the summer, it could be easily like the pool party or big picnic or get together. But something of substance. Again, knocker balls, for us, it is an expense. It's expensive to bring in the knocker balls. However, we believe that it's worth the cost. So this is one of those things where you would put more money into it so that you could get an attractional event to draw more kids to.
And kids are going to want to invite their friends to this just because of the experience they've had at this camp trip too. So it's a win-win to have something within the next – and you can't wait more than like 2 weeks. No, you're going to lose it if you wait more than 2 weeks. It's all about timing in this situation.
You have to capitalize on it. You really do.
Yeah.
So those are three things that you can be doing to help your ministry grow from a camp trip. Because, again, if you do nothing and if you just go back into the normal routine, you're going to lose momentum and you're going to lose people really being involved or committed to your program. So that's it. Three simple things. I'm going to have them written down in the show notes of what you can be doing. If you have any questions, always you can ask me at TA Pounder or at YM Sidekick and let me know what you think about that. You can always ask Corey too, but you know Corey's taking a little bit of a turn here. Corey, why don't you share with people what you're up to now?
Up to a lot of things, man. It's been a crazy couple of weeks.
So
I'm stepping down from my position as the student director at my church.
He's stepping down. He's not fired.
Stepping down. My choice.
Yeah.
And I will be heading to my hometown of Rochester, New York. And I'm going to be taking a position at a charter school to be a teacher there. And something that's what I'm professionally trained to do is teach. But really something called to that area, called to those kids, going back to see family, and using gifts and talents to impact the lives of kids there and the teens there in that city.
Yeah, and so he will not be, you know, as great as he is to be on the podcast all the time with me. I mean, you've probably been on there. We're in the mid-50s right now of podcast episodes for this podcast. Yeah, you've been on a good portion of them, at least, you know, maybe close to 15% of them or something. Anyways, but...
Well, who knows? Maybe it'll just allow you to, like, spread your wings a little bit and, like, find some new people. And plus, technology's a heck of a thing, man.
Yeah.
I can be on here as much as you need.
Yeah, I know.
I tell you what, I'll be back within the month just to catch you up on what's going on with my life and how this transition has played out.
Yeah, and we'd love to hear from you. Because, again, and also, this is if you're following Corey on Twitter or if you're following his blog, theconquerantofchaos.com, he is still planning on continuing that out. Because, again, just because he's moving towards a non-ministry paid position doesn't mean that he's going to stop doing ministry.
Yeah.
I mean, in fact, he could probably be very effective in this context of where he's going to be at in getting plugged into a church back up there and so forth.
Yeah.
So it's an exciting transition for Corey. I'm sad to have him leave where we're at New Life, but excited about what lies ahead for him and what lies ahead for us as well. So, any parting shots, Corey, as we wrap up?
No, thanks for having me on here so often, Tom. I've really enjoyed it. And follow me, Big Sully 55.
Wait, but Twitter. It's underscore. Yeah.
Big underscore Sully 55.
Yeah, Big underscore Sully 55. Tweet him out. Wish him good luck in his thing, in his next job. So, all right, Corey, thanks for joining me today. Yep.
See you guys.
Okay, so there you have it, my interview with Corey Sullivan. Probably not my last interview with Corey Sullivan, as we will be staying in touch. And hopefully he finds a great church to be a part of up in Rochester. But it is, a very important topic that we just talked about, because again, your ministry can really use these camping trips as a springboard to growth. And if you invest in your leaders, give them a follow-up plan to be following up with students and have a next thing for students to come to, you are going to have a really great opportunity to grow your ministry. So I want to encourage you to really think through for your next camp trip, what is the follow-up there and how can you utilize that camp trip to grow your ministry? But just like in every other topic that we talk about here at the YM Sidekick Podcast, those are not the only three things that you can do to use camp trips as a great springboard to growth in your ministry. I know there are other things out there, so I would love to hear from you. Hit me up at TA Pounder or at YM Sidekick. Let us know what you do each and every year to utilize camp trips as a way to grow your ministry. I'd love to hear from you. Love for you to share those things with us. Also, if you like this podcast, we'd love for you to rate it, say, yes, this is a great podcast, keep it up, and also subscribe to it. I do a new podcast out every Wednesday, so by subscribing on iTunes or any of your podcatchers, that you can just easily just stay up to date, and it just comes right to your phone or to your computer each and every Wednesday. All right, everyone, I hope you guys have a great rest of the week, and until next time, I'll see you later.